This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So happy that you've joined me today. You can do whatever you want with your time, and when you spend it with me, I'm honored. I really am. Anyway, the spirit of the show today is going to be about cooperation. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because Donald Trump did something that I think is somewhat revolutionary in politics. And that is he decided we're going to look at this DACA situation. I'm going to bring in these knucklehead moronic leftists. We're going to hear them out. We're going to give them a seat at the table. I want them to feel like they're building this plan. I swear, I watched this and so many things came to mind. So in sales, we have this thing called transferring ownership. And I've talked about this before, but it's probably a good time to review it. And what you do is you go into a corporation or you know, you're meeting with a board of directors the same way Donald Trump met with these folks. And you say, okay, let's look at all the ideas. Now, you already know what you want. So what happened was Feinstein comes in, and I'm going to play the clip here a little bit later. But Feinstein comes in and she says, you know, look, we need DACA. We got a certain amount of time. We got to have DACA. And then one of the congressmen, GOP, says, well, you can't just have DACA without security and yada, yada. And well, what was funny is you watch Trump, they list these three things out. And Donald Trump says, yeah, we also have to have, what did he say? He added two other things. Visas. We gotta have, only the best coming in. Well, I forget how he framed it, but there was this, but there were two other things that he asked for. And that, the point is not that, because I'll get to it later on. But what he did is he's saying, okay, crafted, but here's some ideas. I'm just putting these out there. But what was really cool about it was how he said, you know, no. This is going to be your work. I'm not here to tell you what to do. This is your work. I'm just going to throw some ideas out. And so when they bring it back to him, he's going to go, wait a minute, didn't somebody suggest that we have to bring in only the best? Like what did he call it? Honor-based or, you know, something like that, you know, merit-based, you know, and somebody, oh, yeah, that was brought up. Okay, I'm watching this guy do exactly what you have to do with large companies where you've got institutional thinking. I want you to think about a Fortune 100 company that's worth billions of dollars, you know, $50 billion or above, you know, and everybody in there has been there, you know, has been around. They built their fiefdoms, and they don't want to let go of their power. And you come in as this duty consultant, and you say, you need change over here, change. And everybody's going, how's this going to affect my pay? Is it going to out me as not being effective enough? You know, years of waste, mismanagement, et cetera. They all get defensive. It's very rare that somebody goes, no, we run at the top notch, because they wouldn't have you in there. And unless it's a review where the guys go, look, we're just tweaking the process, most of these guys are running scared. Congress runs scared. They're scared because they aren't going to get reelected. They've made promises. They've got their agendas or whatever. Trump's not running scared. He's the consultant. He's coming in saying, well, what about this? Have you thought about fixing that? Think about what I just said to you. Donald Trump comes, he's come into America not as a role that, you know, I'm going to run this thing. He's saying, no, I'm a consultant looking at all the little problems that you've created, that have been created. And it's shaking the foundation of the people who are afraid because they don't know how to fix it. They've got their agendas. And I'll use a perfect example. I went into a company that has 22 different divisions, and some of them actually are complementary to each other, and others have nothing to do with the business. So first thing I said is, why are you in these businesses that have nothing to do with the business? But that's a whole other thing. But the complementary businesses weren't buying from each other. So imagine if you made a car and you didn't buy your wheels from one of your own divisions. You get what I'm saying? Or you didn't buy the engine from one of your own divisions or the drivetrain. And I would say, why aren't you buying and I went into this company. I said, why aren't you buying the parts from in each other? And one of the guys goes, man, sometimes it's more difficult to do to actually do this in you know, inside of the company than to go to an outside vendor. Well, red flag. It should be easier to do business with yourself than anybody else. So that's number one. Number two, he says, well, being honest with you, Kev, we don't always have the best price. Okay, well, that's flag number two. Because number one, your division should be competitive unless you're the Neiman Marcus and the other guys are the Walmarts. But in this case, it really wasn't. But okay, we can look at competitiveness down the road, but you should still be able to get a better deal not having to ship it and so on and so forth. And so what it came down to was this. It was too big of a problem for the guy to think about when the old system wasn't broken, and he was afraid that if he decided to fix it, that he would get paid less. That's what it boiled down to. The president of that division said, here's how we get paid. And I've got a formula that makes sure I maximize my paycheck. What you're telling me may give me an incremental boost, but I know I'm going to get my fat paycheck the way I do it now. It was selfishly driven. It had nothing to do with how good the company was going to do. It had to do with how good he would do as an individual. His division, I should say, was going to do. He didn't care if the company burned to the ground. All those other divisions that could support him or anything else, he didn't care. If one of his division managers, co-presidents were to say, look, Bill, we're struggling a little bit over here. Can you guys buy your parts from us internally? He'd go, nope. It didn't do him any good. That's the way government runs. That or it used to, where everybody had their little piece, and they go, I don't care what happens with the rest of y'all. You know, as long as I get my funding and my money, I don't really care. And Trump's going, nope, we don't work like that anymore. Everything is going to run smoother. Everything is going to run better because we're going to look at what's best for the country, not best for you individually. The Democrats want DACAs and Dreamers for one reason and one reason only, and I'll talk about that. And so he's breaking up the fee. He's saying, look, I'm going to make you feel like you got what you wanted. But in the end, the country must win. And I don't know how you guys feel, but this is a good feeling to me. And let me go ahead and warn you. The left is going to demonize Donald Trump. They're going to tell, oh, look at him. See, he gave them what they wanted. They wanted all these illegals, and look at what Donald Trump did. Don't believe that hype. Donald Trump told us exactly what he was going to do. He says, I do believe we have a moral position to look at these kids who were brought over and don't know what they're doing, but we're not just going to let them in without comprehensive immigration reform. Ask yourself when we've had anybody addressing this issue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about cooperation. And you have already cooperated because you're listening to me and I'm listening to you. Look at us. The spirit of cooperation, it just is infused in this conversation right now. We are cooperating with one another. And good for us. Because we get things accomplished when we all cooperate together. Hey, by the way, we listed a date for the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. Bleeding Blue will come out March the 30th. We are asking for people to sign up to get a theater on that date to open for us. If you're interested in doing that, send me a note. It costs probably, we did it for a friend of mine's movie called Dreams of My Real Father, movie by Joel Gilbert. And Joel's got a new one coming out too. And I did a showing for him in St. Louis. I think we had about 500 people show up. The theater cost, I want to say, $1,500. So you can get a local theater that will rent out the date that, you know, on that day and let us show the film. So we're looking at March 30th as the date for that so far. It could change. It might do March 31st because Friday's March 30th. I'm not sure if March has 31 days, but we don't want to do it April 1st. but we are going to do it, I think, March 30th or whatever. I know that's a Friday, and it also happens to be my brother's birthday, which was symbolic for me. But the movie's called Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com, so you can find out more about it. So we are talking about cooperation today. But before I get into that, I want to tell you something. There's a what's happened to create the spirit of cooperation for Donald Trump. And by the way, this is based on a bipartisan meeting that he brought together Democrats and Republicans to talk about DACA. And people are hailing this meeting as this is pretty symbolic because Barack Obama refused to meet with Republicans for months. Donald Trump has been willing to meet with Democrats on any issue they want to discuss, and he's done it. But he called this meeting together because this is sort of there to throw them a bone. And I think this is so genius of this guy to say, you know what? I've gotten my agenda accomplished, part of my agenda in year one. It was an amazing year. Now I'm going to bring you into the mix, and we're going to work together in the spirit of cooperation. There's an old saying. Honor bespeaks worth, confidence bespeaks trust, service brings satisfaction, cooperation proves the quality of leadership. And so how did we get here? We got here because people broke. When I say broke, Donald Trump took the Republican Party and he smashed it like a vase. And he broke it. He took the political establishment and he smashed it. And so what he did after that is he says, okay, I just smashed you. You've been defeated. But now I'm going to put you back together. And I don't know if you've ever broken a bone, but if you have, the doctors will tell you, when this bone fuses, when it grows back together, where the break is will be stronger than the rest of your other bone. And that's essentially what Donald Trump is doing. He's broken the body politic. And he's pieced it back together, and he says, now we can be stronger than we've ever been. He says, I know I broke you, but you had to be broken. It's the same way a good coach will tell you, I don't know if you've ever trained in something, but a coach will tell you, I have to break down your muscles to build them up for this sport. Your muscles, in order for you to fire off, for you to get stronger, your muscle tissue has to break down. It's called being very, very sore the next day after you've done a workout. Your muscles are going, whoa, what the heck? Right? But then, if you do it every day, if you get used to the repetition and stuff, your muscles start to get memory. And the little muscles are tweaked. You know, if you work out the next day, you're really messed up because trust me on this. And so you're shaking. And you know what that shaking is? That shaking is the little bitty muscle fibers, the ones that you've ignored, the ones you don't really care about, but the ones that are most important. They're the ones that keep the big muscles going. They start to, you know, they quiver because they're like, man, you just have a lot of weight. You could do that again. But then after a while, they stop quivering. Because they can handle the pressure. And what Donald Trump is doing now is he's working on these little bitty muscles. And he's saying, you know what, we can do this. We can put this deal together. And I can let the Democrats feel as if they've gotten some kind of a win. So he calls this meeting. Republican and Democrat lawmakers looking for a solution for the hundreds of thousands of young people that they call dreamers, brought to the United States as children, living here illegally. Because he ended the deferred, what do they call it? What's DACA actually means, like deferred action for childhood something, arrivals. But it was essentially Obama did an illegal act. I'm going to go into detail on that in a second. And he shielded somewhere between 700 to 800,000 people from deportation, gave them the right to work legally, and they took advantage of other things as well. And Congress has until March to make a fix. That was the deal. And so Congress has been holding us over the head. We're not going to fund the government. And Donald Trump's like, fine. No problem. But as opposed to just being this autocratic dictator that everybody's made him out to be, this unhinged guy, which is part of the new narrative for the Democrats, is that you can't let him near the button. You know, this is what they did in the campaign, just a reprise of it. Trump says, hey, let's meet. And as opposed to Barack Obama, you know, who had the most, transparent government ever, Donald Trump actually says, let's film it. And let's show it. It was so cool. Get a chance to watch it. And I talked earlier. The reason why it was cool is I watched Donald Trump's style in this negotiation. Because that's what it is. Now, the negotiations are going to be a little more complicated because of a federal judge's ruling which blocked the administration's decision to end the program. This is a district judge in San Francisco who granted this request to block it. So as the decision plays out, it could extend out a little bit. But in the end, Trump will win this because it's illegal and he'll win it. But the Democrats know how to play the game. But Trump still did what he's doing this the right way. He's saying, look, I'm willing to look at this. You guys are fighting me on an illegal act, but I'm still willing to talk to you about it. And he says, when they were asking him, what do you think is going to be the outcome of this? He said exactly what he should have said. He says, I think my positions are going to be what the people in this room come up with. Yeah, he says, I'm very much reliant on the people in this room. Now, the reason why he did that, I said earlier, you don't have to panic. Donald Trump knows exactly what he wants out of this negotiation. And I know he's smart about it. He's going to put on some, because they listed these things that they wanted. And I do want to come back to this. I don't know when exactly we can do it. In fact, should we play the clip? Do we have time? No, we don't have time. Well, I'm going to talk about Chuck Schumer and what he was and DACA in a different way when we come back, and then we'll play the clip at another time. But I'm just telling you, I love the, because by the way, what I want to talk about is the Democrats don't really care about the Dreamers, and that's been exposed, and that's going to be big news over the next week in the news cycle. It'll weaken a bit, but that's going to be big news. So we're going to talk about that next.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I got some bad news for the Democrats. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's horrible. Horrible. Bad news. Hey, Democrats are going to be, 2018 will be the worst year for Democrats in the history of their party. Just flatly will. Got some bad news for them. They've been outed yet again. That's right. A memo. Outing them. The DACA showdown arrived. Democrats fight like pit dogs to give illegal dreamers amnesty, right? They want to make it right. They want these kids to be here. The problem is, a little memo leaked. Uh-oh. And the little memo whispered, Democrats don't really care about the dreamers. Yes, they concocted a sinister use for these dreamers. They use them. And as it turns out, they don't care about them. Not as much as they claim. But they do care about their vote. It's a horrible revelation that, but here it is. It was a memo co-authored by former Clinton communications director, a lady by the name of Jennifer Palmieri. Now, guys, you might look this up. Correct me if I'm wrong. Jennifer Palmieri, I believe, was the boss of Marie Harf. Which means she's even more stupid than Marie Harf. And I know what you're saying, Kevin. That's just not possible. Marie Barf? That's what one of my callers calls her. Yeah, I don't think it's possible to be more stupid than Marie Harf. But the Peter Principle in government and with leftists in particular is your boss must be more stupid than you. That's why the left elected Barack Obama president. Because you just can't get much more stupid than that. All right? But anyway, so Jennifer Palmieri, she does a document, a memo, send it to her allies calling on Democrats, get this, to refuse to offer any votes for Republican spending bills that don't offer a fix for the dreamers and instead appropriate funds to deport them. Now, you would say on its surface, okay, well, that's consistent with their policy, Mr. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But that's not the issue here. Not up in her, huh? The issue is this. Because here's the memo. The fight, and I'm reading this, to protect dreamers is not only a moral imperative. It is also a critical component of the Democrat Party's future electoral success. She says it right in a memo. Now, she was slick about it. She prefaced it with, the fight to protect dreamers is not only a moral imperative. I mean, it's not just a moral thing. We need it. We need it for our votes. Stop dropping stuff. You're messing up my flow. But the Democrats are saying, we need it for votes. Then she goes on to say this, because you're thinking, okay, she said it once. Kevin Jackson, come on, she said it once. What does that mean? Well, here it is. She goes on to say this. If Democrats don't try to do everything in their power to defend Dreamers. Okay, sounds good so far, right? But here comes the punch. That will jeopardize Democrats' electoral chances in 2018 and beyond. What? They are counting on Dreamers for the vote. In short, here's what she says. The next few weeks will tell us a lot about the Democrat Party and its long-term electoral prospects. She's saying to Dreamers, if we don't get you here, we lose. Because we know you vote Democrat. She might as well have put that in the memo. It ain't in there, but she might as well put it in there. Don't look at me like that. Exactly. And I know what you're saying. Kevin, say it isn't so. Tell me that the Democrats are not using a group of people, minorities, for votes. Tell me. That's not Democrats. They don't do that sort of thing. That's what Republicans do. Am I right? No, you would be wrong. You know, it's painfully obvious what they do. And it's painfully obvious that they shouldn't be doing this any more than an 80-year-old woman should wear a belly button ring. Stop it, please. Of course, this information is nothing new. And I know that's what you're saying. You're out there going, you're naysayers. You're going, Kevin, look, I listen to your program because I want to know new stuff, man. You're telling me stuff I already know. You're telling me, Kevin, that Democrats are demonic, self-serving, self-righteous hypocrites, and everybody knows it, especially them. Yeah, I am saying that. Democrats don't care about Dreamers. They care about their votes, and they admitted it. Under Obama, on June 15, 2012, the Secretary of Homeland Security announced that certain people who came to the United States as Chirons and met several guidelines may request consideration in the deferred action for a period of 2 years subject to renewal. In other words, you won't be deported because we're going to give you preferential treatment. Now, Obama clearly felt that by allowing these Chirons to come into the United States, he would eventually be able to bring the parents in. That's a foregone conclusion. You cannot have the little Chirons without bringing over their parents. Thus, he could increase the Democrat voter rolls through chain immigration. Well, they call it chain migration, whatever. So that's what his plan was. He was going to pull a fast one on us, on the American people. And we've seen what happens with chain migration because, you know, we've got those people killing folks up in New York and all around the country. But here's what the deal is. DACA came after Fast and Furious. You guys aware of that? You know what Fast and Furious is, right? See, Fast and Furious was where we tried to run guns into Mexico. Now, Obama denied this. He says, no, I didn't have a program like that. Because he faced tough questioning on Univision. And the interviewer was a man by the name of Jorge Ramos. I just wanted to say that. But it was Jorge Ramos. He interviewed Obama, and he says, you know, these federal agents had guns sold and brought into Mexico so they could supposedly trace the weapons. And ATFE, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, ended up losing track of some of these guns. And some of these guns were found at the scene where Brian Terry, one of our Border Patrol agents, got killed on December the 14th of 2012. As you can see, I know my facts. Now, Barack Obama said in the interview, I think it's important for us to understand that Fast and Furious program was a field-initiated program began under the previous administration. When Attorney General Eric Holder found out about it, he discontinued it. We assigned an inspector general to do a thorough report. That was just issued, confirming that, in fact, Eric Holder did not know about this, that he took prompt action, and the people who did initiate this were held accountable. Nobody was held accountable in Fast and Furious. It was not a previous Bush administration project. Now, people wrote to, after that interview, they wrote to PolitiFact and said, wait, I thought Fast and Furious was under Obama, not under Bush. And they absolutely fact-checked this. They found a 512-page report about Fast and Furious done by the Inspector General, the DOJ's Inspector General. You know who he is now because he's investigating some other stuff by Barack Obama and his team. You know, some shenanigans. But here's what it said. Our review of Operation Fast and Furious and related matters revealed a series of misguided strategies, tactics, error in judgment, and management failures. The report also clearly shows that Fast and Furious began under the Obama administration, dating its inception to October of 2009. Now, for those leftists who are listening going, Kevin, you're making this stuff up. When did Obama become president? I thought it was January 2009. Yeah, January 2009. This was October of 2009. Now, just for the, you know, I'm sorry to spoon feed my conservative audience, but I've got to help these leftists out. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, after President Obama was in office. He owns this. And it directly contradicts his claim. And, oh, by the way, this is the man who says he has a scandal-free administration. His own Eric Holder wouldn't testify before Congress on this issue and others and was held in contempt. The only attorney general held in contempt of Congress, Eric Holder. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people who set up a program, fast and furious, in order to effectively intimidate Mexicans. They were going to put enough guns over there, get them to the cartels, get them to the bad guys, send a flurry of people coming to the border. He ended up doing a Band-Aid on it, and I'll get to that in a second. But he's going to send a flurry of Mexicans hitting the United States border. He was going to say, it's an outrage what's going on over there. We've got to offer these people asylum, and he was going to bring them in that way. And when that didn't work, he just brought, do you remember that out of the blue, we had 64,000 or 68,000 little kids. They weren't that little, but ages from, you know, 5 to 17, using my finger quotes. And these kids all came over, and he dispersed them all over the country. But he didn't disperse them to California, and he didn't disperse them to Massachusetts. He dispersed them to red states in order to make them blue. That's what he did. And they didn't even tell you where they were going. And the idea was, okay, if we can't get the Fast and Furious to work, we'll just bring these kids over. Then we get to DACA. That's right. It was all a ruse, and when it didn't work, Barack Obama says, I have another idea, an unconstitutional idea. I will just let these dreamers come into the United States until we, and he did it temporarily as if that made it better, like, oh, it's only temporary.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk at me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the Times, which had reviewed internal budget guidance from the OMB, the Trump administration would cut or delay funding for border surveillance, they'd cut or delay funding for radar technology, patrol boats, and maybe most crucially, customs officers, all to ask taxpayers to pay for the wall. Funding to upgrade surveillance aircraft, extremely effective at stopping illegal crossings of the border, particularly drugs, denied. Funding to hire new customs officers, denied. Funding for video surveillance with infrared cameras in areas with high incidence of border crossings, cut to, quote, offset the costs of presidential priorities, unquote.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Chuck Schumer actually making a case that he wants tougher border security, et cetera, et cetera. What utter nonsense. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find us on the Internet, 844-551-8255. We're talking about DACA. The Democrats have been found out. They hate it, too. They hate that we know what's going on. They hate that we figured out that Fast and Furious is part of their scheme. These kids that arrived on the border, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, that have been dispersed was part of the scheme. What they call a chain migration or whatever, that's part of the scheme. And then we found out DACA is part of the scheme. They don't care about the Dreamers. They care about their vote. In two places in a leaked memo that wasn't supposed to get out, they said both times, it is our electoral future depends on getting DACA passed. You think they care that these kids are going to be a burden to the taxpayer? I don't remember the statistics, but you must see how many of these kids can't read, don't want to read, how many commit crime. It's ridiculous that we would even consider it, at least in the form that they have it. And certainly we shouldn't allow for any chain migration. Anyway, they implemented DACA without approval of Congress. It's in direct conflict with the Constitution of the United States. And the Democrats know this. And it was typical for Obama, because he pretty much ignored legality for anything he wanted to get approved. He wanted Obamacare. He didn't care what you wanted. He ignored legality. And then they got the dirt on Justice Roberts, and he decided, oh, okay, whatever, since y'all got the dirt on me. And he let it go. And they did the same thing with this. The Supreme Court should have thrown DACA out anyway. We didn't need to elect Donald Trump for this. DACA provided a political ploy for the Republicans to appear xenophobic, even racist. Because any attempt to unwind this executive order was going to be perceived, even if it wasn't, it was going to be sold by the left. Oh, these guys are a bunch of racists. They don't want a bunch of Mexicans in here. Forget that we got a population of a third Mexican. There's not a Republican on the planet who would say anything bad about Mexicans. But I'll tell you what, you can find Democrats that will do it all the time. So lady in Florida says, what are we going to do? We're not going to have any gardeners and pool boys if you deport them. Got no press. It could have been a Republican assemblyman, and you'd be hearing it would be plastered on billboards. Anyway, Democrats believed, wrongly, that they could use these emotions tied to kids coming over to fool Americans, and so we would change our views. The political landscape would move into their favor. Excuse me. And these children made perfect fodder. And then under DACA, because these leftist cities and states became emboldened by Barack Obama and his stance on immigration. So they created these fake places called sanctuary states and sanctuary cities. And by the way, the legislators who believe that there exists things like sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are criminals, as far as I'm concerned, because they do not exist. It is against our laws and against the Constitution to give sanctuary to people that are not citizens of the United States unless we declare them refugees. But DACA and complicit leftists in cities allow these dreamers essentially the rights of citizens. Dreamers receive Social Security cards. They are getting into college. Your scholarship money pays for them. They have medical. They can get jobs. You name it. They have better rights than you as a citizen. And they go, oh, they're under the radar. They have to live in the shadows. And so finally we get a president who's unafraid to tackle these issues. He says, you know what? I'll do it. So he rescinds Barack Obama's illegal executive order. I keep stressing that because I want you to know it's illegal. He forced Congress to act. And this was a stroke of genius, because Trump is a genius. Lefties, hey, lefties out there, Trump's a genius. See, the left can agree on a lot, but they can't agree on little. The issue is complicated, too complicated to attempt to nuance it in such a short amount of time, because they've only got a few months to get this thing done. What age do you cut it off? And why? How do you make that decision? What do you say about the ones that have criminal records? What do you say about the ones doing blue? What, you know, there's a lot of nuances to this. It is a super complicated issue, because, and I'll tell you why. Because even conservatives say, if you were brought over here by your parents up to a certain age, and we talked about this, I can rationalize before, if you came over here before the age of four, there's no question in my mind, you don't know anything about your other country. Now, I could say, Well, it offers an opportunity. You could go back to your country, and there's, I'm sure you have relatives. Now, the problem there is, you could argue, yeah, but I don't have my way of life. Let's say you're four and you find out you're not legal, you're 17. You don't know anything. If you went to Mexico, man, they'd have to put you on suicide watch. You'd be like, I just cannot live here. The streets are not paved. The dogs have three legs and they run around peeing on everything. I mean, you wouldn't even understand it. I've seen poverty. I wouldn't want to live there, but I can handle it. When I went to live with my papa, and I could see through the bottom of his floor down to the ground, I knew we weren't rich. I knew there was no inheritance. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we got all these, you know, Donald Trump said enough is enough. So the DACA expires in March, and the Democrats don't have a plan. So the nonsense begins. And we did a story a while back of Kamala Harris, one of the dumbest people on the planet, I swear to you. And she tweeted something to the effect that if we don't approve DACA, we're going to, without the Dream Act, I think the tweet was, thousands of teachers could be deported. Right? Thousands of teachers could be deported. And my first thought was, we have illegals teaching our kids? Since when? You know, I thought that these are the jobs that Americans wanted. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong here. Don't Americans want teaching jobs? That's not exactly picking beans in the hot California sun. But as Harris and other Democrats seek to lecture us on jobs that these dreamers may lose, they neglect to tell you that the jobs that these dreamers are taking away from American dreamers. And every time I hear the word dreamer, I think to myself, are we going to allow them to steal yet another word? Families getting brushed aside, losing scholarships, and all this because we go, oh, well, we got a Hispanic girl that we're bringing into the thing. Yeah, but she's illegal. Why should my, you know, qualified this person not make it? Anyway, Chuck Schumer, he got so desperate to save these Democrat votes that he's searching for, he dedicated his Twitter account to dreamers. I stand with dreamers is his entire Twitter page. His face isn't on it. Nothing. I stand with dreamers. Yeah? You should put, I stand with Mexican dreamers, Chuck, because you don't stand with black dreamers. You don't stand with American dreamers. Nancy Pelosi evoked the name of God when trying to further the political agenda of dreamers at the time. She says, we're not going to turn this country into a reign of terror of domestic enforcement and have the DACA, the dreamers, pay that price. But I'm optimistic. I always have been. God is with us on this. I always love when these leftists invoke God. It's like anything else. If they invoke God, they don't really want him. They don't really care about him. That's just playing to the audience. They are the most godless creatures on the planet. But now we know because of this memo, these leftists don't give a crap about dreamers. Not at all. They've not implemented a single plan on how to better the lives of these dreamers. If they get amnesty, then what? Do the Democrats keep track of them? Do they track where these kids live, what they're doing, and if America's helping them find a better way of life? You know they won't. They don't stand with dreamers or any other minority group that they claim to represent. Blacks, minority, you know, women, Guatemalan midgets, whatever. They don't care. They just want the votes. It's that simple.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.